Today is July 10th, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll cover how shifting diagnostic thresholds for blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar might change how you read your own numbers, and how gut inflammation and food sensitivities, according to voices like Dr. Amy Myers and Dr. Chris Palmer, may be quietly connected to fatigue, brain fog, and mood. Before we get into any of that, here's something worth holding on to. You are allowed to ask questions about your own body. You are allowed to be curious instead of afraid. Self-advocacy isn't about diagnosing yourself or rejecting your care team. It's about walking into that exam room with informed questions instead of quiet worry. That's the spirit of everything we're about to talk through together. Here's a striking way to think about it, from Dr. Chris Palmer, speaking on The Dr. Hyman Show. He says the brain, quote, only has so many ways of saying ouch. Sit with that for a second. It means fatigue, that foggy-headed feeling, or a dip in mood aren't always separate, mysterious problems. Sometimes they're your brain's version of a bruise, showing up because of inflammation happening somewhere else in the body, including, surprisingly often, the gut. Let's start with something that might genuinely surprise you. The numbers doctors use to diagnose common conditions have moved around more than most of us ever learned. Dr. Eric Berg, citing Dr. H. Gilbert Welch's book, Overdiagnosed, points out that back in 2017, the guideline for high blood pressure dropped from 140 over 90 to 130 over 80. Overnight, that single change added 31 million new diagnoses in the United States alone. And here's the part that really makes you stop and think. The UK, Europe, Canada, Japan, and Australia looked at the exact same research and chose not to make that change. Same evidence, different conclusions. Cholesterol thresholds shifted too in 2001 and again in 2013. And around 2010, a new pre-diabetes category was created that reportedly reclassified 72 million Americans overnight. Now, I want to be really clear about what this means and what it doesn't. It doesn't mean your diagnosis is fake or that you should ignore your doctor. What it does mean is that your specific numbers deserve a personal, unhurried conversation. Not a one-size-fits-all label pulled from a chart. Think of these thresholds less like fixed laws of nature and more like lines that get redrawn as our understanding evolves. Your body is still yours to understand, no matter where the line currently sits. So what might actually be underneath some of these shifting numbers? Dr. Berg points to chronically elevated insulin, often driven by diets heavy in refined carbohydrates and sugar, as a possible shared thread running through blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar issues all at once. Interestingly, this echoes something Dr. Palmer said on The Dr. Hyman Show. He describes your mitochondria, the tiny energy factories inside every one of your cells, as sitting at what he calls a final common pathway. Picture mitochondria as the power plants for your whole body. When they're under strain, that strain can show up in wildly different places, as depression, as symptoms associated with autism, even as Alzheimer's. Often this happens through inflammation that you never consciously feel as pain. It's just quietly running in the background. More importantly, this gut-brain relationship shows up in real, describable patterns. Dr. David Hass of the Maxwell Clinic offers a simple framework he calls the 4 Fs, fatigue, fog, fear, and funk, meaning depression, which he commonly sees in people managing autoimmune conditions like Hashimoto's or lupus. Here's the visual progress map version of what's happening inside the body. Gut inflammation can raise levels of cytokines, which are basically inflammatory messenger molecules. Those messengers can reach the brain's own immune cells and stir things up there too. At the same time, that inflammation can redirect an amino acid called tryptophan, which your body would normally use to make serotonin, your mood-supporting neurotransmitter, and push it instead toward producing a brain irritant called quinolinic acid. In other words, inflammation doesn't just steal the raw materials for feeling good. It converts them into something that can make you feel worse. And this connection runs in both directions. Dr. Palmer cited a study showing that when your amygdala, your brain's built-in threat detector, gets activated by stress, it can actually change your gut's acidity within just 1 hour. 1 hour. That means a stressful morning can physically begin reshaping your gut bacteria before lunchtime. Your gut and your brain really are in constant conversation. Building on that, there's also the food sensitivity angle. Dr. Amy Myers, speaking on the Dr. Oz Show, has explained that gluten sensitivity, which is different from celiac disease, can show up as migraines, joint pain, skin rashes, or fatigue, sometimes with zero digestive symptoms at all. She points to a New England Journal of Medicine study linking gluten to 55 different conditions. She's also observed something curious in her practice. When people go gluten-free, their symptoms sometimes shift toward corn sensitivity instead, something she attributes to what's called molecular mimicry, where corn proteins resemble gluten proteins closely enough to trigger a similar response. These are compelling clinical observations from one practitioner's experience, worth raising with your own provider rather than settled medical consensus. So what's one simple, cost-free step you can take today? Just notice. Not diagnose, notice. If you've been dealing with recurring fatigue, brain fog, joint pain, or skin issues, try jotting down a few words about it this evening. What you ate, how you slept, how you felt. You're not building a diagnosis. You're building a clearer picture to bring into your next conversation with your provider, one where you can ask what your numbers might have meant under older guidelines, and whether any lifestyle-based approaches could work alongside whatever care you're already receiving. And if today feels stressful, remember that even a few minutes of slow breathing or a short walk outside is a real, physiological act of care for both your gut and your mood, not just a feel-good suggestion. One quick and important note: this briefing is educational, not medical advice. Please don't stop, start, or adjust any medication based on what you heard today, and always loop in your provider before trying any supplement or elimination approach, especially if you're pregnant, breastfeeding, or managing a chronic condition. If you're having thoughts of self-harm, please call or text 988 or seek emergency care right away. You've got this. Take care of yourself. That's your Core Brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.